I'm the oldest student among the 45,000 on this campus. It's one of the great experiences in my life to mix with 45,000 students. It's an exhilarating and interesting and revealing experience. And I've never had anybody look at me with curiosity and just take me for granted. I'm sitting there like they are, taking in the lecturer's words and pictures.
Human geography, and we're using globalization as sort of a framework in which to understand human geography.
This semester I'm taking one class in globalization, the story of how our economy has changed over the past two or three decades. I find it a very enlightening course. And incidentally, I've taken it twice. In fact, I think I've taken it three times. I don't pay tuition. I don't pay any class fees. When I finished high school, in the class of 1926, we were not yet in a depression. And I taught rural school for 4 years to try to save up some money to enroll at the University of Wisconsin. And one day at the end of my fourth year of teaching, the principal of the normal school stopped by my place and he said, "Bliss, you better get yourself over to Madison." So I wrote to the dean, one of the deans on the ag campus, and said I'd like to enroll at the agricultural school. And 6 weeks after I enrolled, the money that I had in two banks was not available. The banks closed their doors. And so I was broke. So I told the dean my troubles. And he said, "I'll find you a job." So he found me a job on the campus, 35 cents an hour. And I got through the university with honors in 1935. I can't even remember when I decided to go back. But I suppose it was in the 1960s or so, because I had done quite a little world traveling before that time. After I worked for the National Broadcasting Company, I had the good fortune to be asked by the United Nations to serve as a lecturer at a seminar, a nationwide seminar, of farm broadcasters in Brazil. And then I went by plane to Rome, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's headquarters, and served as a consultant there. And I got talking to one of the people there, and they said the Saudi Arabia government is looking for a man with your background. So I went to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, for a 6 months session developing a program for rural residents of that Arab country. And a man approached me, a man I'd met earlier in my time I lived in Rome. He said, "I'm working with the government of India to set up a program that will enable the rural people to be able to read." So I worked in India. And since then, I've been semi-retired with a full schedule of classes, travel, and so forth. And I think I've been to all of the continents except Antarctica. I have come to the conclusion that having problems is a great favor because it makes one work on them. And you have to find answers to your questions. And going to class, listening to the professor, taking it different subjects tends to make one active mentally as well as physically. I have a variety of interests and a variety of people to associate with. And so I think it maybe takes off a few years. Can't guarantee it, but I enjoy it.